City by city across the U.S., a gay writer-director is distributing his own independent movie. The journey of hate crime to the screen was no less remarkable a trip, as This Way Out's Steve Pride found out from first-time filmmaker Tommy Stovall.
Tommy Stovall's new feature, Hate Crime, is the story of a longtime gay couple planning a commitment ceremony when a bigoted Christian zealot moves in next door. As the title suggests, the couple's happiness is shattered by a violent crime. But who done it? The new neighbor is an obvious suspect, but the truth may be a bit more complicated. The film is a thought-provoking suspense drama. It is also a testament to the power of love and the damaging consequences of intolerance.
I'm Tommy Stovall, the writer-director of Hate Crime. It's what happens when the son of a fundamentalist preacher moves in next door to a gay couple.
Hey, so what was bothering you before?
Well, I ran into our new neighbor. Apparently he's got a problem with the gays.
Yeah? At least we can forget the housewarming gift.
I set out to make a movie that's engaging and try to make it about this serious subject and hopefully get people to think. Hopefully they'll learn something and question their values and beliefs.
Hi. I'm Chris.
Hi. I know who you are. I know all about you. What do you want?
I was just bringing by something from
a church. There.
It's from my church.
You a church pusher?
No, ma'am. I
already go to church. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged, thou hypocrite.
People ask me if the story is based on anything autobiographical, and it's not, thank goodness. A lot of the characters are based on, you know, myself or people I know. It's easier to write what you know. My partner's an accountant, so the main character's an accountant. My stepfather was a veterinarian, so I grew up in a vet clinic in Central Texas. So the other gay character is a veterinarian. It's a lot easier to write what you know.
By the time a filmmaker makes that first feature, their bio usually contains either short films or other features they've worked on. But Tommy Stovall took a slightly different route.
I started out in video production in college, and my goal was always to make an independent film. I knew all the technical stuff as far as production goes because I used to do pretty much everything myself. I never set out to write a screenplay, but I finally figured out that I had to write something if I was going to direct something and make something. You know, I thought about, you know, well, I need to go direct a short film first because that's the way it's typically done. And I just said, you know what, I don't want to go do a short film. I want to do this movie. So we just raised the money and we hired people who knew what they were doing. And I was extremely nervous because I'd never been on a film set. I'd never been on any actual crew or anything like that.
While Hate Crime features a strong performance by Bruce Davidson as a homophobic preacher, Stovall is careful not to stereotype all religion as intolerant. In fact, in one scene, he literally gives you both sides of the issue.
We call that scene the dueling sermons. That scene gets the most comments from audience members, which really makes me happy because when you boil it down, that's really what the movie's kind of about. You know, it's easy to write a character, you know, like the fundamentalist preacher, to make everything black and white, clear-cut villain and, you know, hero and whatever. But it was really important to me that if you're going to show this side of religion and the hatred that comes from religion, it was also important to show the other side of it because I've always been fascinated by how many different takes there are on the same religion, you know, how many different denominations and beliefs and basically people justifying their own beliefs with the Bible or whatever the religion is. And I wanted to show that contrast. Here's the preacher that preaches fire and brimstone and the preacher that preaches love and acceptance.
And God has declared through many scriptures that he will punish the unrepentant sinner. And they should be cast down into the fires of hell because they not only hate God, they shame him and they do not fear him.
God is love. And religion is the law of love. When a soul becomes filled with the love of God, with a desire for all that is good, it's become possessed of a new hold on existence.
There are dark clouds of God's wrath hanging directly over your heads, full of the dreadful storm and the screaming of thunder, and were it not for God's restraining hand, it would immediately burst forth upon you. You are in God's hands, and it is uncertain what he will do with you.
The film also stars Seth Peterson, best known for his 4 years as Robbie Hanson on the TV show Providence, as a gay man determined to avenge the hate crime perpetrated against his partner. Peterson says he was drawn to the role by the complexity of the character.
Here's a guy who's in love with some amazing human being that has been ripped away from him, and I try to put a lot of the focus on his needs and his feelings, and you know, the fact that he was gay was just a side note to the character. One of the other things about the character that I love is that he's so controlled. He's a tax attorney. He's got everything set, you know, everything is already in place. He's really kind of neurotic in the sense that everything is in its place and should be there for a reason, and then everything just rips out right from under him. He's got a lot of faith in the system initially, and when that seems to waver and it's obvious to him that the system really doesn't care about him or his problems, that's pretty much when it steps over the line.
Hate Crime is not always an easy film to watch. Bad things happen to good people. But it is an excellent film, and writer-director Tommy Stovall has a bright future ahead of him. This has been a conversation with the writer-director of Hate Crime, Tommy Stovall, and actor Seth Peterson. For more information about the film, visit their website at hatecrimemovie.com. This is Steve Pride. Thanks for listening.
So confused, they've dragged me through this field of temptation.